Harper One and Harper Audio present Love Without Borders, How Bold Faith Opens the Door to Embracing the Unexpected by Angela Braniff. This is the author. Chapter 1, A Day in the Life. This act of mothering is my worship to him right now, dying to self and delighting in them. There is failure, oh yes, it is messy and sloppy sometimes. Yet, there is forgiveness and grace and growing. Loveland Palm. Picture this. Outside, the birds are chirping. The sun is peeking out over the trees in a blaze of orange glory. The smell of freshly brewed coffee permeates your entire house. The kids are happily playing together upstairs, and you're sitting on a plush couch, fuzzy blanket draped across your lap, reading your Bible and praying in peace and quiet. It sounds so beautiful, doesn't it? Well, that's about as far from my reality as you can get. Insert the sound of a record scratching here. If I could invite you into my house for a day, this is what you'd witness. I wake up abruptly because I've just been elbowed in the throat by a toddler. Wait, make that two toddlers. As I throw back the covers, I discover that those leak-proof diapers are not, in fact, leak-proof. I remove the sheets and add washing them to my already overflowing to-do list for the day. I can hear the loud, gleeful screams of my two boys running around the playroom. They've been up since at least 5:30 a.m., and I'm convinced they are part of some kind of science experiment to test how little sleep a human can actually survive on. I make my way to the kitchen and brew what is destined to be the first of many cups of coffee for the day. And I pray a lot. My husband, CR, is downstairs getting this crazy train moving on out of the station. Last year, we both became work-from-home parents after CR left his corporate career of 13 years to become a stay-at-home dad. Now, we work together as a team to keep my business and our family of nine functioning. Some days it's seamless, and some days it's madness. The next hour or two is a flurry of bottles, diapers, scrambled eggs, more coffee, feeding the pets, loading the dishwasher, brushing teeth, and did I mention more coffee? It's a bit like herding cats to get everyone where they need to be. The only thing I have left to do is dress the twins. They're 20 months old, and it's a bit of a rodeo. One minute they're cackling and laughing while you attempt to fit their squirmy little legs into pants, and the next they're crying and slapping at you because it's been 20 seconds and they're over it now. Toddlers are nature's most fickle creatures, which is why God makes them so freaking cute. He knows they need those big saucer eyes and sweet, squeaky voices to survive. I send one of the younger kids up to the third floor to wake up my two oldest daughters. They are 12 and 10 years old, and those girls love to sleep. I swear they'd sleep in until noon if I let them. We homeschool, and so once all the kids are gathered together, we start the morning with some worship music and pray together while the kids draw or paint in their Bible journals. Then we get started on the rest of our schoolwork. On a successful day, you might find Kennedy, my oldest daughter, doing her math on the computer, and Ciara at the kitchen table role-playing social stories with Rosie, our 7-year-old daughter who has Down syndrome. In the study room, Shelby, our 10-year-old daughter, would be devouring a new book series. And Jonah, our 5-year-old son, might be with me in the schoolroom doing his alphabet flashcards. A quick peek around the corner, and you'd find the twins are corralled in the living room, riding around on their little scooters. And Noah, our 7-year-old, is practicing handwriting at the coffee table. On another day, you may find all hell has broken loose. The twins are wearing only diapers, the kids are watching an animal documentary so we can call it school, and I'm up to my elbows in work to get done. And Ciara is shampooing carpets because, well, we have 7 kids, 2 dogs, 3 cats, and something is always dirty. I like to think of these as spice up your life kind of days. Those crazy days when it seems the wheels have come off. We call those spicy days. We wrap up our schoolwork before...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?